My name is Salfa Ben Okeny, the RRC Chief Secretary for Magi County. So Magi County is under Eastern Equatoria State. Well, we have IDPs in Magi County, but the majority are in Nimule. About 7,753 households registered in Nimule. Then 35,261 individuals registered in Nimule. The IDP is not only in Nimule, but in part of the Payams, they are also there. Yeah.
Okay. So how are you coping with them?
Actually, these people, we have some agencies who are helping them, especially those who responded during the crisis. We have MSF, we have Merlin, we have Caritas, we have Child Fund. We have many of them. We have many of them, actually.
Okay. So these people are making every assistance, and are there no challenges you are facing?
The challenges we are facing, because these IDPs, some are staying under the trees, some are on the churches, and some are just under school buildings. So since the school is already started, the school administration said they need this support to evacuate the land, the school compound, so that children can move to the school. Then this support decided to relocate themselves to one of the places called Melejo, 19 kilometers out of Nimule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They're getting assistance from the community. Are they being allowed to settle?
The assistance at the moment, because we are under state, so there's a restriction from the state that these people, because they relocated themselves from Nimule town to another location without the information from the government, so there is a restriction. No any distribution should be conducted in Nimule until further notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you planning to? I mean, where is the state planning to take the IDPs?
Actually, the state is planning now to take this people to the site of Kapoita, mm-hmm. But the IDPs themselves are saying they are not going anywhere,
okay,
from Nimule, because when they go to the site of Kapoita, that the site of Kapoita is bordering some. They have some of their enemies around in border Kapoita. Yeah.
And is the state offering any transport, or everybody has to go on his own?
The organization, because RRC is the leading organization here, they want connecting the NGOs and the government. Mm-hmm. So the government, the RRC is trying to connect with the IOM so that the IOM can organize for the transport to take this report to the new location.
Okay.